Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, Livestock Marketing Association members and staff recently traveled to Washington, D.C. for the 12th annual LMA D.C. fly-in. Approximately 45 people met with leaders in our nation's capital on issues that matter to the livestock marketing industry. Discussion centered on the need to create a dealer statutory trust to help protect livestock auction markets and producers against buyer payment default. Now, during meetings with legislators and legislative staff, LMA members detailed why a dealer statutory trust is necessary for marketing businesses and livestock producers. Current law results in livestock sellers, both producers and markets, going unpaid with little recourse when there is a livestock dealer default. Payment protection options in the Packers and Stockyards Act do not provide sufficient protection. According to Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration data, from 1999 through 2013, the average return on a livestock dealer bond claim was 15 cents per dollar. And keep in mind, this does not include the Eastern Livestock bankruptcy, where the return there was less than 5 cents per dollar. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.